Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, To Kill a Mockingbird, presented by the 6th Street Playhouse, running April 26th through May 19th in Santa Rosa. My guest here, director Marty Pistone. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Charlie.
To Kill a Mockingbird, I read it in school. Probably everyone is familiar with the story. It's a very classic story, a very American story. Tell us about how you approached it and your process on creating this new production.
Yeah, well, you hit it on the nose there. It's a classic story, so, you know, you didn't want to, you know, change too much, but it is poignant for the times. I mean, it's kind of an Emmett Till kind of thing if you look at it in some ways. And the author, of course, fantastic book. And then, of course, this is an adaptation of that book from, you know, from a previous writer here. It's not compared to what's going on Broadway right now when Aaron Sorkin just rewrote the book in that sense.
Right.
So I'm dealing with what schools have been dealing with and other theaters have been dealing with this production. I approached it on that level. You know, how would I bring it up to date, or how would I make it a little more poignant? And one of the things I thought about was how I felt that the African-American community in the play I'm talking about was underrepresented, because in the play they don't make too many appearances. We see Tom Robinson on the stand. We see Calpurnia, who's basically a sage and a kind of a second mom, but they're brief.
Right.
And so what I did was I worked with a friend of mine, Benny Ambush, who's a big director in Boston and African American director. And I just kind of beat around the bush with him and said, "Hey, how do you think I should approach this?" And we kind of worked out a consensus. And he introduced me to a woman named Brandis McKenzie, who is a choir director over at the Oakland Academy School, and she works choir, and she's really good. She's an international performer. She's fantastic, and a composer. And she came over, and I asked her to use. I took the African American cast, and I made a choir out of them. So then I can have the transition scenes, but you know, when we transition from one scene to the other with music, a cappella. It's all a cappella. The whole play is done with the actor power, I like to say. You know, there's no gimmicks, there's no videos, there's no, not too much, there's little sound effects, but basically I wanted to show the power of an actor being able to create a world and drawing us in with it. So it's all about the actors and the artist's ability to, you know, to bring the audience in. It's theater.
Absolutely,
you know, I just wanted to keep it that way. And so the music, the a cappella music, she wrote two songs for the show.
And
she wrote spirituals. And I just, like I said, I use them sparingly because I can't change I can't make it a musical, and I'm not trying to change what's going on. I just use them for the transitions, but that keeps their presence a little bit more, you know, out front. So we know what we're talking about, and not just an all Caucasian cast that is talking about how good they are or how they're trying to be good. To be better in a world in 1935 Jim Crow era.
Right. Interesting. And speaking of the cast, you've got almost 30 people in this cast.
Yes.
That's a big production, especially, you've got kids playing, you know, the
yes.
kids.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like working with that many people and young people, and how do you wrangle that circus?
It's like, well, that's apropos. Circus. It's like herding cats.
Right.
Well, first of all, we have good people over at 6th Street Playhouse. They're all wonderful, and everybody wants to contribute. And so I get their attention, and it's a team effort. To make it a team effort, so then everybody has an authorship in telling this story. Like, it's a theater family telling this story to you, an ensemble working with you, even though we have, you know, different levels of for want of a better word, stardom, you know, like Atticus and Calpurnia and people like that.
Excellent. Well, that's sounds very exciting. It's To Kill a Mockingbird, still a timely and intimate story. It's running at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa, April 26th through May 19th. You can get information at 6thstreetplayhouse.com, 707-523-4185. Marty, thanks so much for coming in.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Again, this is Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.